This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
That they'll see none of me but all of you in this place. And Lord, we just want to thank you for the choir and some songs of Zion that ushered the praise up in this place. We want to say thank you. And again, Holy Spirit, I ask that you hide me behind the cross for about 5 minutes. They'll see none of me but all of you. And Lord, I just ask you to give you all the praise that's due unto you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. As the church said, amen. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But Jesus is our perpetual Savior of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for stopping by New Jerusalem.
Thank you, Lord.
If you have your Bibles, go to the 15th chapter of Matthew, which is Levi. That was his name. Matthew chapter 15 and 21. You have it. Amen. 15th chapter of Matthew. And 21st verse. Then Jesus went hence and departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, crying to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she cried after us." But he answered and said, "I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." 26. But he answered and said, "It's not meet to take the children's bread and to pass it to the dogs." 27. She said, "True, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." 28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that hour. You may be seated of the Almighty God. I want to talk to myself in a difficult situation. In a difficult situation. We've all been in difficult situations. I know I have.
Yeah.
We've all seen some things we never saw before. And Sister Mead was talking about this morning how the man got on her grass and all this kind of stuff. We all have been in some tight spots. Amen. I'm talking to somebody.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I've learned and discovered that when there's something, I got up this morning with my mind, stayed on Jesus.
Yes.
Felt that talking?
Yeah.
Felt that running?
Oh, Lord.
But he woke us up early this morning. Yeah. And I got a witness this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I felt the Spirit move in this place. And see, when you feel the Spirit move, you can't sit still.
Right.
I know I can. Because when I think about the goodness of God and what he has done for me, Eugene Stevens, I believe I can fall on my knees and say, "Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you because you did not have to wake me up, but you made old death lay down in that rock." Somebody last night laid down but didn't wake up.
Oh, Lord.
So I got enough sense to know that, hey, I didn't wake my own self up. The cell phone didn't wake me up. Mm-mm. God woke us all up this morning. God put running in our feet, clapping in our hands. So I just want to give him a little praise this morning.
Amen.
In a difficult situation. Here we have this Afro-American woman. Amen. And Jesus just was on his way to Tyre. He departed from Tyre and Sidon. That was where Canaanite people used to live.
Yeah.
He didn't have no place over there because the Jews did not deal with the Canaanite people. The Jews thought they was uppity class. They did not want to be bothered with those Canaanites, the Samaritans, and all those kind of folks. They thought they were better. Y'all know some people like that? Think they better than you? Come on, somebody. Think they got more than you got? Well, I know God. God said, "I got cattle on 1,000 hills. And I serve a God that's rich in mercy. I serve a God that will bless you just like he blessed me." But I know one thing, if I just keep my hands in, God's going to change the hand. Sooner or later, I'm going to be, you know, you're going to give me some nickels.
Yeah.
But I got to keep my faith.
Oh, Lord.
And that's what happened right here. He said, and behold, 22, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him. She didn't talk low. She cried unto him. Because my Bible says in Psalm 34:19, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. She's afflicted because something then got up in her child. And you parents know for one thing, you don't want nothing like that to get up in your daughter. Come on now.
Amen.
Not even son. You don't want nothing like that to happen to your child. But in this case, yeah, she's in a terrible fix. And she don't know what to do. Have you been like that before? You don't know what to do. You don't know what to the right, to the left, or whatever. You just in between, and you saying, I lift up my eyes to the hills.
Amen.
From which come my help?
All
my help come from the Lord. I read you were saying second in 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes have not seen, neither have ears have heard, neither have the good things the Lord has prepared for them that live the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? See, sometimes you have to get in God's presence if you want to be getting attention. And that's what she did. She got in his presence and cried out to God.
Amen.
She knows she's not a chosen vessel because she's a Canaanite. And Jesus just told him, Rev. over in the 10th chapter, when he sent them 2 by 2 out, he said, go out, but don't go to the Canaanite. He said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He just took them. Over in the 10th chapter of Matthew. Go ahead and see if I can do it out. Well, here we are. Jesus is doing his ministry. Young, 30 years old. The Lord said you can't do the work until you're 30 years old. You want to know what that said? Luke 3:23. He's 30 years old and he's doing his ministry.
Amen.
Well, here it is. This woman, she put him to the test because he had just got through saying, do not go until the lost sheep of the house of the Canaanite, but go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He said, take no purse, no skip, nothing with you. I'll provide. That's what he said, Tim Chow, go read it in your Bible. And he said, salute the house that you go in.
Amen.
And if the house don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. Wise as a servant. And humble as a baby. Boy, that Jesus self, man.
Amen.
Ain't that Jesus self, man?
Yeah.
When Jesus started preaching, the 4th chapter of Matthew, 19 verse, the first thing he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
And the people were sitting in darkness, saw great light. That's why Jesus said, this is the light of man. I'm going to let it shine. We don't have to make it shine. I'm going to let it shine by the works I do in dark places. See, wherever I go, people are going to watch you because you know why? You're a born-again believer in Christ. You're not a witness. You're a believer. Because I wasn't there when they crucified Jesus. And you wasn't there either. But I'm a believer that God raised him from the dead on the third day. Back in this text here. Let me see. It says, and, I'm telling you, cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me. Now, we ain't done saved that before. Huh? I know I have.
Hold on.
And you have too.
Yes.
In these critical times we in now.
Yes.
And I said yesterday, don't you know children that got besides themselves that they take guns and will shoot you if you get in the way? When you make one gun, they ain't made just one. Bullet ain't got no name on it. But when you got God on your side, they'll see that angel with you. Oh, y'all don't know about that.
Right.
The old preacher and the young preacher, and they begin to talk and try to get rid of them, feel the old preacher, but they put a hitman out on him, and the boy begin to try to shoot the old preacher, but every time he tried to shoot him, he saw somebody with him. I'm going to that. That's another son. My daughter
is grievously vexed. With the, in other words, she's being tormented. I've never seen her like this. Let me tell you something. The devil get in. You ain't gonna look all sanctimonious and holified. You don't have no lipstick on and all that to have. No, when that devil get in, you gonna be looking at who you and who doubt. Amen. This is real. I'm talking about. I ain't talking about nothing. Friend. This is real.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost is real. And the Holy Ghost came in this place. I want to thank God for the Holy Ghost coming by New Jerusalem, Baptist Church. No shutting it down with this day. I said yesterday, this is real. And if you ain't got hooked up with him, you need to get hooked up with him. Because Jesus is on the main line.
Yeah.
Call him up and tell him. What you want.
Amen.
So here we are. Disciples right there. Vexed. Say, my daughter is grievously and vexed with the devil.
Yeah.
In other words, she's doing things I know she wasn't supposed to be doing because I didn't raise her like that.
Yeah.
You look at your children, you say, something just ain't right about my child.
Yeah.
Something just ain't right about it because he or she is not doing what I told them to do. I didn't raise them like this.
Wow.
I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
But because of Satan, the devil, he don't care about the children, and he sure don't care about the new. All he's trying to do is come to kill, steal, and to destroy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But look what 23 says. But he answered her, not a word of it, testing her faith. See, faith is something that you got to step into.
Yeah.
When you got a utility bill that's high, or when you got the doctor telling you that you got sugar diabetes, or you got cancer, or you got this, or whatever you got, you say, Lord, you like Hezekiah. I'm going to turn my face to the wall.
Amen.
Like Hezekiah said. See, you got to talk back to God. You got to tell him all your problems and say, Lord, you say this road is, and that's what James Peter say, this road is not going to be easy.
Yeah.
You did not say it's going to be easy, but you say you're going to be with me through these difficult times. I'm talking about difficult times now. See, the old folks had difficult times, but they knew how to talk to God. I was talking to a preacher yesterday, and we was talking real power, and we was talking about the old folk. And he said, Eugene, the old folk used to love be with you. I said, I know, because they took a life to me, and it fell on me. Let me tell you something. The old folk could read their letter in boxcar letters.
Hold on.
But they had a direct line
with
the law.
Yeah.
See, when you got a direct line with the law, you know some things.
Yeah.
And they be sitting on the porch, chewing that doctor 100 miles an hour. Am I talking to somebody? Back in the 60s and the 70s, the early 80s. Huh? And they go out in the fields. And they go and plow and they have their own gardens. See, we ain't got gardens now. We got everything that lettuce they got now. They killing people. What the lettuce is, y'all know this, y'all watch TV. They lettuce now, they kill people and all that little kind of stuff. They didn't have it, they ate out the land.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Brother John and all them old folks went out in the field and got their tomatoes, their cucumbers, and all that out their vineyard.
Amen.
But they ain't got that no more.
Yeah.
We ain't got too modernized now.
Amen.
But he said, but he answered her not a word. What he said? And his disciples came and besought him, saying, in other words, they begged him, sit our way. Mm-hmm. I guess so. That's why Jesus, I'm going to get ahead of myself, in John, the 20th chapter, when he told Peter, 21, he said, Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Because he remembered what Peter had said to him.
Amen.
You know, Peter was a racist. Amen? He did not like the Gentiles. He didn't want to be bothered with them. Not only with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was a racist. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. I don't care how much you get and how much you is in the law, you always have something wrong with you.
Wow.
You ain't gonna be perfect.
Amen.
But you can strive to be perfect.
Yeah.
That's in Matthew 5:48, be perfect. That don't mean that you're perfect. That means you say in Romans 10:19, that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And all of us in here want to be saved because it's too hot out there. I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
You want to go to hell?
Oh, Lord.
I don't, the Bible said Isaiah 5 and 14. Write it down. Isaiah 5 and 14. It says, hell have enlarged yourself.
Amen.
And without measure. It says, she. Isaiah 5, 14. Write it down. Think about me, Toy. I'm trying to help somebody let you know that it was for the devil and his imps. But now so many people are doing so much wrong and doing all kinds of crooked stuff. They going there
themselves.
Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. I don't say no shout message. In a difficult time like this, Jesus is the only one to help us to get where we're supposed to be, guys. But he answered not a word, as one of you said. And the disciples said, send her away. For she cried after her. But Jesus answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yeah.
In other words, I didn't come for y'all. That's what he's testing her faith. See, sometimes our faith got to be tested in order for God to move in a miraculous way. We got to be tested sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he's doing to this Canaanite woman. Mark said, Sodom and Phoenicia, that means black. Amen.
Amen.
Right, but back to the text. He said, I'm not sinning. That's in reading. But unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, we know Jesus was a Jew, but Jesus didn't come to just save the Jew, because in John 1:11 he said, he come unto his own. And his own received him not.
Yes.
I'm gonna say it again. He come unto his own.
Yeah.
That means the Jews.
Yeah.
And they received him not. They called him a wine devil. They call him a friend, a publican, and a sinner. They call him everything.
Yeah.
Amen.
But the Son of God. But this woman here, she said, watch what she said. And she said, I'm not simple enough. But this is right in the text. He said, then she came and worshiped him. Uh-oh. See, she didn't praise him. She worshiped him.
Oh, Lord.
Now, worship is something that you don't have.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a corner drive. But Lord, I thank you anyway. I don't have, you know, a broom to sweep my floor. But Lord, I thank you for the rag I'm going to get on my knees and wipe my floor up. Lord, I don't have such and such, such and such. Y'all know, y'all get to do what I'm talking about. That's what worship is. Lord, I'm going to worship you for who you are. I'm worshiping you because you've been good to me, even though I don't have the things that other folks have. But I thank God that I have my portion of my health and strength. I thank God. She came and worshiped him. Now, praise is something when God has blessed you with something. He'll bless you with some money. He'll bless you with a new car. He'll bless you with a new home. All that, that's praise God. But worship, oh Lord, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to worship God because I know that there's trials and tribulations before me and they before you too. You just don't know it. But when you worship God, God will move that stuff out your way.
Yeah.
And when it comes to you, you'll know how to deal with it in a respectful way.
Amen.
She came and worshiped him. And look what she said. Lord, help me. We all need help every now and then.
Amen.
I'm not looking here by myself.
Amen.
We all need help every now and then.
Yeah.
Huh? We all need the Lord to help us along this journey. Sometimes we get sick and the medicine ain't doing us no good. Sometimes we get cancer and look like we can't get rid of the cancer. But I know a man that would make cancer go back to where it is. I know Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
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 I know him. Watch what in the text. Look what it said in the text. He said, Lord, help me. And he said, but he answered and said, it's not me to take the children. Great. In other words, I'm not able to do that. I come to save my own people for them. He's testing her faith. He tested up in 24. Now he's going back to 26. He's testing her faith.
Amen.
See, faith is the thing that moves God. Jesus said that faith is a grain of mustard seed.
Right.
He'll move upon your behalf.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going through this morning, and you got faith to receive, because Hebrews 11:6 says, but it's must believe that he is, for he is a reward of them that diligently seeks him.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance and hope for the evidence of things not seen. I believe that God is going to take care of me, but I'm walking in faith to know that he will do it. I believe that God will move obstacles out of my way because I believe in Jesus Christ. He's the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
Ain't he all right?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, and she asked him back in 27. Look what she said. She said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Now, she's saying, Lord, I'm coming to you for help. Now, if I can't come to you for help, who else I know? I just heard the disciples say, send me away. Yes. So who else I can go to?
Amen.
I can't go to my, go home again because I'm going to run into the devil because she in my, he, you know, he in my house.
Hold on.
Because she done left home. If you go to Mark 7, she left home. Because the girl was acting so crazy, I guess she ran out of the house. She went to look for somebody that could help her in her difficult time. I'm talking about difficult times, y'all. See, we all get difficult times every now and then. We all have some difficult times. Let's be real about it. Can I get this taken away? We all sometimes fall in some trap that we not shouldn't be falling in. But because of Jesus. And because of his magnificent self, he'll work it out for you. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? She began to talk back to Jesus. In 27, she said, yea, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. In other words, Jesus was using the Canaanite as the Jews would call them dogs. But let me tell you something. They were, he was just using that to test her faith. Because he know for a fact that that's what some of the Jews were calling the Gentile dogs. They ain't no dogs.
No.
But I'm just using that as an example. Jesus is trying to tell them, look here, I'm just trying to see what you're going to do. And look what she said. Then Jesus answered, as she told him, the master's table. He said, 20, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter. In other words, he spoke the word.
Amen.
He didn't have to go nowhere. You know how some people say, go pray for my daughter.
Oh,
Lord. Go pray for my son in the hospital. But I can pray right here.
Amen.
I'm living on my mama's prayers right now. She's been gone for 25 years. I'm still living on my mama's prayers.
Amen.
And my grandma.
Amen.
So I ain't got to go to the hospital if I, you know, if I can. I can just fall right here and say, Lord, have mercy on such and such and such in the name of Jesus. You can fall right here and ask the Lord to help. He will help you. You want to say right here? He said, and Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Oh Lord. See, if you go back to the 8th chapter, I'm getting with this. That centurion, 8th chapter, around 6th verse. That centurion had a soldier that was sick. And he told Jesus, he said, my servant is sick, a palsy. And I ask you to just speak the word, and he'll be healed. In other words, he had faith. See, this is a faith walk. This ain't nothing about no, like, purple down drum. This is a faith journey. You got to have faith enough to believe that Jesus would do what he said he's going to do. You got to speak back to yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage your own self. Lord, you say, thou prepare the table before. You say, Lord, you say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You say, he that dwelleth in the sin. You say.
Amen.
And as I get ready to close this thing out, then Jesus, again, answered and said, O woman, great is thy faith.
Well,
I don't know about you.